You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that, and I'm so excited that you made a decision to join me today. And I'm just in faith with you that this show is going to download to you exactly what you need, exactly what you've been searching for, give you that extra oomph that you need for this week. Well, I'm looking out of my window and it is a windy, but still a beautiful day here in the ATL. And I am so grateful every week that you allow me to come into your home, into your heart. I never take that for granted. I had a listener in the UK, and she said, I wait to listen to you every Monday morning. I know a lot of you listen to me on Monday mornings, and for that, I am grateful. Tell your friends, your coworkers, you know, all those folks that's been calling you, asking for advice, just refer them to the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And of course, remember to follow me on social media, Instagram, Law of Attraction Constance, Facebook, Coach with Constance, and Twitter, LOA Constance. I got that out. Let's see what else I'm going to be teaching today. If you did not hear my show last week, oh my God, Mr. Coot Blackston, he taught on the magic of surrender. I've been receiving so many emails around how powerful that show was. But today I'm going to be teaching to you about seven things. I think I'm getting ready to sneeze, y'all. Okay. That's my little baby sneeze. Seven things. Oh my goodness. Seven things. Allergies, seven things, seven mindsets, seven principles, seven ways of being, seven moods, seven vibrations that you can tap into in order to really create, accelerate, and manifest the life that you desire to live for 2021. We're not waiting anymore, y'all. So y'all know I like to be strategic. And then in part two, I have Christy here with me. She's a listener, and boy, she's getting ready to share. I'm still laughing about my sneeze. She is going to really share with you how she stayed in her vibration, how she stayed in her faith in order to manifest her dream job, dream car, you know, going through some very difficult times. I don't know exactly what she's going to say, but she's probably going to be exhibit A of what I'm going to teach. So y'all get ready. Always remember to visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. While you're on that website, you can purchase my two books, Secrets of Success and Attracting Genuine Love. Also, I have affirmations that you can purchase, and you can also make your donation. I call it paying it forward, blessing what's blessing you. You can make a donation via Cash App, which is $Constance Arnold, or you can just hit the donate button. And what you're doing, you're paying it forward for some other organization. You're paying it forward for another person. I'm going to be training women in Africa, and that will assist me in developing their presentations, getting materials to them, etc. And I am thanking you in advance. Of course, you can always take a look at the Law of Attraction magazine. Jules does a great job. I think this upcoming month we have Dr. Joe Vitale. Oh my goodness. on the cover. So it's absolutely free, Law of Attraction magazine. So here we go, y'all, getting started. Seven things, seven principles, seven universal laws, seven mindsets, whatever you want to call it. Remember, you are body, soul, and spirit, and this is not self-help. We're doing transformational change. And so your spirit is perfect. It's one with God. It's aligned with God. And so your soul is your emotions, your mind, your feelings, your thinking, your past, your perspective. So it's our soul that we are shifting, aligning, allowing, waking up to, coming into agreement with who we are in the spirit and what we desire for the remainder of 2021. Seven things. I'm going fast, y'all. So you're going to listen to these and see if you are currently doing these things, being these things. And if not, it's something you can implement in your life. Number one, keep your vibration, mood, and faith level high. So we already know that you're always attracting what you're sending out. So really, to attract more of what you want, you need to make sure you raise your vibration, raise your faith, raise your mood, and that it needs to be aligned with everything that you desire to manifest in 2021. If you don't want it in your life, don't think it, don't feel it, don't give conversation to it, don't imagine it. I say vibrations are kind of like radio signals that we're continuously sending out. So as a result of that, I believe that one thing that you can do when exercise or when practice is to make sure you're watching your eye, ear, and mouth gate. So you're watching what you hear. Who has your ear? Who are you listening to? You're watching what you're looking at, and you're watching what comes out of your mouth and the conversation that you're having with other folk. Certain conversations I don't even get involved in. So you need to watch what you are watching, because whatever you're watching is going to determine your future. The Bible talks about guarding your heart in Proverbs, because out of it flows the issues of life. So if your heart is so crowded with what's on TV, what the GOP is doing, what the Democrats are doing, or whatever country you live in, whatever's going on the reality TV shows. Conversely, if your heart is filled with inspiration, motivation, imagination, that is what's going to show up and manifest in your life in 2021. What is your dominant conversation? Are you allowing your emotions to rule you? So when you are, whatever you're watching or listening to, you are spending your time and your energy and your attention like money. So when it comes to creating what you want to desire for 2021, it's almost like detoxing your body. Make sure your vibration, your mood, and your faith is not clogged up with other toxic stuff. You know, like politics, anger, resentment, rage. I mean, you know, I don't know what it is, but that is a choice that you're going to have to make. Everybody see that? And so it's a major decision that you're going to keep your vibration. You're going to stay in the flow. So you're only going to be thinking, talking, allowing, and aligning, and taking action with what you desire. I know so many people, they're just so enraged, angry, upset, pissed off about what's going on politically here in the U.S. And I get that. I have platforms that I am an advocate for, but it's not going to dominate my life. It's not going to be the central focus of my being, of my thinking, and my talking. So that's number one. Number two, understand the season in your life that you're in. We all have different seasons in our life. I'm not talking about age. And so you're either in the planting season, the growing season, or the reaping season. And so this is really important so that you will be, you will understand and be content and satisfied. It doesn't mean that you're not aspirational, but you're not judging yourself based on someone who's been doing and being something for 20 years and you're just starting. So your starting season might be starting a business, going back to school, starting a new family, etc. And your growing season might be, I've been in business 2 years, and because of the pandemic, I'm changing, I'm shifting more of this, less of this. And I see so many people, because of online and social media, you know, people are like saying, oh my God, look at Jane Doe. She has 20 million likes and followers. When in fact, Jane Doe may have been doing that for years. I think of my friend Tyler Perry, Justin Perry. Oh my Lord, got to tell Justin Perry, who has like the number one self-help law of attraction channel on YouTube. He has millions of listeners, but that's 10 years worth of work. And so if you're in your starting season of going online, you may not get 10 million. Start where you are. Understand the season that you are in and you remove resistance. Everybody see that? God said he moves you from glory to glory. That's dimension to dimension, level to level. And so you're trusting that season. You're happy and grateful that you are in that season and you're just doing everything you know to do right now. You're not jealous. You're not envious. You're not comparing yourself. You're just putting your head down. Maybe you see somebody like, I'm going to use Tom Brady. I know a lot of y'all may not like Tom because he's always winning, but he has a winning physical success system. They say that his eating and his nutrition and his diet is so strict. He only allows certain things in at certain times. Versus if you have a rookie who comes in and he may say, I'm like Tom Brady, when in fact he might need to hone his football skills, etc. So understand, accept, be grateful with anticipation for the season that you are in. Are you in the planting season, the growing season, or the reaping season? See, in a lot of areas of my life, I'm in the reaping season. Certain things I've been doing for 20, 25 years, sowing into people's lives, speaking for free, helping this organization, advocating for this particular company. So I'm reaping a lot right now in my life. And by the grace of God, even physically, I've been walking and running for 25 years. So I'm reaping a lot of that in my body right now. So be happy, be grateful, understand your season, accept it. It takes away the resistance. Do everything you can do now, know to do now, and the Spirit will accelerate that. Number three, we're talking about seven ways, seven mindsets, seven ways of thinking, seven laws. Number three, take action, move, and show up every day. So these are things that you're just going to take a look at and just analyze and examine. Say, oh my goodness, I need to do more of this, or I haven't been doing that. So we're not judging, we're just observing. I say self-help says there's something wrong with you, but transformation, what are we doing? We're waking up. We are allowing, we are aligning, we are adjusting to who we are. So number three, are you doing this so that you can create and live your best life in 2021? We ain't waiting to 2022, y'all. Take action, move, show up every day. Take action, move, show up every day. So a lot of people are praying and wishing and hoping. I have this dream. I got my vision board, Constance. Congratulations on that. I commend you for that. I've been researching, Constance, but baby, it's time to move. You know, with the law of attraction, the end of that word is what? Action. So, are you a person who is afraid to take action because of fear? You've heard me say that action is the greatest antidote for fear. So as you are taking action every day, if you have a little fear, see it as exploring, discovering, taking a look at. It's not black or white. You're just seeing and just deciding what you want. And as I said, you got to move, baby. So these are some action things that you can do. Take a class. I don't know, attend a mastermind, start going to a support group, make a phone call, enroll in a Zumba exercise class. Guys, start playing golf or go to a small business administration and start learning about a business. All of those things. Connect with people who are doing what you want to do, etc. Join a running group, join a walking group, take action, begin to move, show up. When you show up, angels show up. When you show up, you may not know all of the steps, but you take that step anyway. Reach out to a mentor, get help, update your resume, and connect with people on LinkedIn. Do something different every week. I know that I'm getting ready to next week before the end of the month. I think I'm going to stay at this different hotel on the different side of town. So I'm going up there, spending the night. Angel's going to have her pet sitter come up in here and stay with her. I'm going to go up there and spend the night and look at the shops and have lunch in that area. What am I doing? Exploring, having a different experience, just seeing things from a new perspective. You know, when you begin to move, God shows you different perspectives, different ways of doing things. You know, right now, as I'm talking to you, there are unlimited possibilities and opportunities available to you. But as long as you stay in your little box, God didn't create us to stay in a box. So take action, move, show up every day and watch God show out. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King, you've heard me quote this before. He said, "You may not know how to walk up the whole staircase." I'm paraphrasing, but all you got to do is take the first step. And when you take a first step, then you will be shown the next. Many times, God may not show you the specifics in the vision. You may have a general knowledge about what you desire, the vision, but you won't know all the details until you move. Make a decision that you're going to implement principle number three. All right, number four, talking about seven things, seven mindsets, seven ways of thinking, seven principles that you can implement into your life in April so that you can accelerate, manifest, receive, live in your greatest, wildest dreams. Number four, remember your identity, or I could rephrase that, remember who you are. This is April, y'all. And so, who are you? I think this is something we need to do often because we're always shifting and changing. And especially after the pandemic, it shifted and changed all of us. And for many of us, it's not after, we're still in, going through. Some of you may be further along than other people, other countries, other cities. So what identity are you living from? And so that's really essential because if your identity is I can be and do anything, I'm a master manifester, I am loving, I'm a great influencer, it's from your identity that you attract, it's from your image that you attract. You know, it's not what your mom and dad said about you. I was talking about to someone. And they were talking about what their mom and dad said about them 50 years ago. And I said, "You grown." That was a nice way that I said it, y'all. But you put the blank in. I'm like, "You grown. What are you gonna do with the cards that you have been dealt?" You know, so it's not the identity of what your sibling said to you or about you or your ex. Who are you? And so you have to sit down and write that down, because that's important. That will impact your manifestation for the remainder of the year. I could say, I'm Constance Arnold, and I can be consistent and do the hard things that I need to do. Or I'm John Doe, and I'm an upcoming businessman learning and implementing the systems of success in business. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm spiritual. I'm a giving man who's on his journey, and I'm compassionately learning how to love my children and my family, because it is who you say you are. And somebody said, if you don't know who you are, anybody will tell you. Who are you in 2021? That's major. I am deserving. I am a child of God. I am an heir of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. I'm a speaking spirit. I'm a manifester, and I'm a powerful influencer online. It's who you say you are that will begin to attract to you what you desire in 2021. I would say this particular step is really your being, because it's out of your being, out of who you are, out of what you believe, out of what you know, that you begin to emanate and you attract to you. Somebody said you don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. It took me a while to really comprehend that. What does that mean? And I realized that it's the being part of me. I am a manifester. I am a child of God. I am loving and deserving and kind. I am a powerful man. Everybody see that? So it's your identity. It's not that you're a victim or poor me or any of that. So that's number four. Number five. Giving. I know the first thing you thought about was money. I ain't just talking about money, but giving from a place of abundance. Why is that important? You know, if you're feeling stuck, if you want things to accelerate or move forward, giving is one of the quickest ways to get things moving in your life. And why is that? When you give, you tap into this law of circulation. Einstein calls it the boomerang effect. And giving simply means what you give, it will come back to you. The Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure pressed down shall people give back to you. I think it's one of the most powerful demonstrations of abundance and truth, because you realize I have such an abundance. I want to give, I want to help, I want to serve, and not looking to anyone to give back to you, but you tap into that universal law and it has to come back to you. In the old school Baptist church, they used to say, you can't be God-giving. And so certainly money is one of the ways, because money is just energy, is one of the ways that you can tap into really shifting and moving your life. It's something very interesting. When you plant into the life of somebody else, it's something that comes back to you. Every week I've been going in my closet, going through my house, and I am investing in other people things that I have not used. Pictures, paintings, you know, I'm investing. I'm not giving. I'm investing that into other people's lives. And that will come back to me in some form, because I've tapped into that universal law. So this week, if you want to get things moving, what I want you to do is look for a place. Who can you ambush as soon as possible with praise, with compliments, with attention, patience, love, or kindness? I want you to do it now. Where can you give cash, clothing? Where can you perpetually seek to really interfere into the affairs of family members, people who might be less fortunate than you, share a gift, a call, an email, perhaps anonymously, surprise a stranger with a gift? I'm really good at going to Starbucks and I'll tell the lady I'm paying for the car behind me. So I'll pay and I'll drive off. They don't know me. You know, you're really giving goodness and kindness for that day. Could it be that you could accelerate your manifestation in 2021 by giving? What do you have in your house? What do you have in your closet? Why are you holding on to those old books? What do you have in your garage? What do you have that you've had for 15 years from childhood? Begin to plant that into other people's lives. You know, the Bible says, he who refreshes shall be refreshed. I remember an incident in Paris. I was in Paris. I love Paris, by the way, for all of my listeners in France. And I came out the hotel. It was quiet. We were on a street and I heard this beautiful music, looked down the street, and there was this lady playing the violin. And I was told that she comes out every evening and she plays the violin so that people who are having dinner can have this beautiful music, vibration of love and happiness coming through their windows. How sweet and how kind is that? And there's no doubt in my mind that this lady probably very unselfishly decided to use her talent. By the way, what talent do you have that you can share? We're talking about giving. There's no doubt in my mind somebody saw her and said, look, I want you to play at my next wedding. I want you to play at the next event that I have, because there is no way that you cannot give without advancing your life. Some of you all are stuck in scarcity. Some of you all are stuck in holding on to stuff, etc. And I'm going to say this. When I'm feeling like stuff ain't happening, I start giving. Because I know that is one law of the universe, that things can really shift and change. Will be number six. I almost finished, y'all. We're going to get clear about what you want for the remainder of 2021. I know you already got it written down. If not, I'm going to come and get you. If not, you need to write it down. Writing is a form of prayer. You're saying to the universe, this is what I want. It's kind of like if you go to the grocery store, you say, I'm going to get oranges, apples, celery, a sandwich bread or whatever. You're focused and you're not distracted. So it sort of narrows what you're looking at. You get clear about what you want. It keeps you motivated and are focused, etc. So get clear about what you want. Write it down. When you're writing, it's really a form of prayer. And then lastly, connecting with God. These are seven mindsets, seven universal laws here in April that you can begin to do to change your life. Connected with God and our spirit, whatever that means for you. I'm telling people, you really need to connect and pray for wisdom. Wisdom for your life, wisdom for your career, your family, your health, your house, you know, moving, whatever that might mean. So you can connect with God in many different ways through meditation, stillness, walking in nature, sitting by water, those of you who are by water. And then I think you really connect with spirit when you are grateful, when you praise, when you worship, you're not complaining and you're thankful for every little thing. The other night when I went to bed, I just said, thank you for everything. God, thank you for my neighbor who said hello. Thank you for Angel who had two beautiful walks. Thank you for the lady at the checkout who was nice to me. Thank you for my new client that I received. Thank you that I was able to walk an extra 10 minutes. You see what I'm doing? I am practicing and connecting with God. The Bible says that when you praise and when you worship, God inhabits, the spirit comes. And somebody said prayer, you're going up to God. And I know God is in us. But praise, God comes down to you. Do not complain. One of the main ways that you can connect with God is what? Prayer, thanksgiving, praise, worship, gratitude. Y'all, this is so good. I'm going to listen to it myself. These are seven things go over them again and again and just see which one you need to remind yourself. You might need to edit. Let's go over them. Keep your vibration, your mood, and your faith really high. Second, understand what season you are in your life. Number three, take action. You got to move, baby. Show up every single day. Number four, remember your identity. Remember who you are in your being. Number five, give from a place of abundance and get things moving. Number six, get clear about what you want. Write it down. Number seven, connect with God. Ooh, that was good. So guys, we are going to a commercial break, and then I'm going to have Christy to come back. So see, it's one thing for me to teach it, but Christy is going to come back and share her own experience of how she did these things. Now she's manifested her dream position, consulting position. She manifested her new car, a more peaceful life. And her life is amazing. And you can do the same. And we're going to see what she did during those difficult times and how she practiced some of these principles, I'm sure. So everybody stay tuned, and I'm going to be right back with Christy.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back, and I'm really excited about part two of my show. I have with me Miss Christy O'Sullivan, all the way from Tampa, Florida, and she's going to be sharing with us in real time what it has been like for her to manifest her dream job and other intentions that have manifested in her life. It's one thing to talk about it, like I did in part one, to give you principles, but oh, it's so juicy when you hear somebody's story. What's up, Christy? How you doing?
Hi, Miss Constance, and hi, everyone. I'm excited to be here, as usual. I love your podcast so much. It's helped me through so many periods and seasons of my life, so thank you for that.
Well, let's just dive into it. I've already done enough talking in part one. So share with listeners, I don't know what you're going to share, however you want to share your journey. I did tell them in part one about your latest manifestation of your consulting company, your gigs. Where do you want to start? Go ahead.
Okay. I'll start a little bit at the very beginning. Okay. The fact is, it was never a sprint. It didn't happen overnight. It was a marathon, and I'm still running the marathon. So when we were blessed enough for me to finally step away from my 9-to-5, which I had been manifesting for quite some time, I mean, journaling for 2 summers before that and trying to save up money, I finally was able to step away from that to start my business. But then God had other plans. My son had extreme, severe, debilitating anxiety that just really took over him. It became, he went into a depression. He was approaching the teenage years. So we had a lot of things going on in school, a lot of doctor's appointments. And I realized that possibly leaving my 9-to-5 was maybe not to be starting my business at that time. It was to be a caretaker. And so it's hard when you have one goal and you think that you're ready to go do that, and then you get sidelined a little bit.
And so were you like depressed, unhappy? God, how did you feel when you quit your job and it took you 2 years to do that. You were journaling. Mm-hmm. I have my new business company. Here you are. You go home. Yay. I'm about to start my own business. And then you have to spend all of your time devoted to your son's mental health.
Mm-hmm. It was difficult because we were in emergency mode at that point. Mm-hmm. And we were tackling topics that I had no ideas about. I was traveling down paths of mental health and trying to navigate doctors and appointments and therapies and medicines and all sorts of things. And it was really, I don't know anything about that. I do now. But now I've been able to, you know, it's been about a year and a half since that happened. And it had been a long time. I'm still sort of building my business in between then in small baby steps, taking on some clients, not too many, but wondering, you know, because it's frustrating, wondering when you're finally going to be able to turn your attention to that. But at the same time, you feel guilty because, you know, that's really not the focus now. The focus is on your family. So, mm-hmm. you know, wrestling with those, you know, inner thoughts of, you know, who am I right now and what is my purpose right now? And so we really just tried to go through the motions of, you know, getting ourselves out of that season in the safest way possible for everybody, because it was a really, really hard time that a lot of parents and people just don't understand because they haven't been there. So it's also very isolating and lonely.
But I didn't think about that. And so here you are, wanting to start your business, wanted to take on more clients, but could not because your attention and your focus had to be on your family. We want to know, Christy, what did you do? What kept you going? What gave you the faith to keep on, I know, moving forward? We're talking to listeners all over the world. Well, tell us what you did besides cry. We know that.
Cried a lot. Well, I made vision boards. I still have the ones I made. I made vision boards, you know, wow. things that I wanted to do, things that, goals in my life. I journaled. I listened to your podcast. I listened to a lot of podcasts about making sure that you're in the right mind frame and clearing all of the blocks and making sure that you're accepting what season you're in right now and being able to take the little baby steps in between. I really worked on gratitude and being thankful that we were in the moment right now, and that this is acceptance, radical acceptance was something that we learned a lot of in therapy. And that was really important, radically accepting that this is the situation right now. And we're going to be grateful for every single second of it because it's just a season. And so we walked that out. I was able to go to, you know, motivational type seminars. I went and saw Tony Robbins do his thing with Gary Vee. These were things that, you know, I really was inspired by. And so I kept my journal, grew and became things and mantras and, you know, things that beliefs that I wanted to work on to change the soundtrack in my life. So not the why me, not why is this happening right now, not questioning. I was able to finally start to accept what was happening without judgment of why it was happening.
Let me make a statement, y'all. Christy has not heard part one of my show because, to be honest, we recorded it at different times. But Christy, in part one of my show, I talked about accepting the season that you are in. Knowing Christy wanted to just go ahead and start this powerful business, y'all. She is a social media mogul. I'm just telling you that she is. She worked at major TV stations in the U.S. And here she is having this big dream. But understanding, okay, here's my dream. I got my vision board. I'm journaling. I'm listening to Miss Constance. I'm going to Tony Robbins, etc. But right now, the season I'm in is focusing in on my child. That's what I taught in part one. You probably didn't know that. I know you.
No, I did not know that, but I'm not surprised at all.
So that's just telling you this is all spiritual. And so you're attending to your family, but you're still looking at your vision board. You're still journaling, and you're still, you know, working on your inside stuff. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then fast forward to last spring, we were having a lot of trouble in school with school avoidance, the anxiety of going to school, the anxiety of doing work, and having to, you know, work through 504 plans in the system in the school and people and guidance counselors and all of these dynamics. And then COVID happened. And, you know, at the time, the staying at home from school and doing the e-learning was actually a blessing to us. I realized that everybody went through some very real struggles. So I am not discounting any of that, but the ability for us to stay home and do his work, mm-hmm. Was actually something that was the only reason that he got through the end of the school year, to be honest. So, that worked out for us. So we worked through the summer, and then it started to feel that it was time for me to start adding on. Things were calming down. We were getting somewhere.
Adding more clients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And so I was able to opportunities began to pop up. And so I understood that, okay, that this is, you know, you're kind of reading the room of your life and you're seeing, oh, okay, opportunities are popping up. I'm starting to have more time. I can now focus less on this because this is starting to level out. And so I started to just sort of ride the wave, and, you know, it led me down to other people who were in the same business as I was, building their business, a mastermind that of exact people who were in exactly the same spot I was. Thank you. This also happened around the time that I started my own podcast called Laugh Through the Tears, where we were just sort of, you know, spending a few minutes finding humor and light in the things that are going wrong in your life. Mm-hmm. And so I really feel like a lot of times when I was struggling inwardly and I gave something in some way, whether it's the podcast or information to help somebody, or held a workshop or spent some time with a person who wasn't even a client, you know, helping them navigate something, it always had returns. But it wasn't intent, you know, it was the giving without the expectation of receiving.
Let me drop the mic again. Like I said, Chrissy doesn't know anything about part one. I talked about the power of giving and how we need to begin to ambush people with kindness, with our talents, with our services, with an email. And so here Chrissy is, I know because I was coaching her in a really difficult, emotionally, psychologically difficult place with her child and her family. And she decided to do what? To give. And what I said in part one, Chrissy, is one of the main ways to get unstuck is to give. Now, Chrissy didn't want to do that podcast, but I don't know if I pushed her off of the cliff. Mm-hmm. And I said, I might have kicked you. I said, we're not looking for perfection. Just be real and raw. And the first time I heard it, I wept, because here this woman was in all of her pain giving. Very powerful principle.
Mm-hmm. It turned out too that I ended up getting clients. When the more I shared personal trials and tribulations publicly or connecting, I ended up getting completely unrelated. I kept getting clients. So here I am. I'm actually starting to get momentum and get some clients through whatever means. I'm just putting myself out there and showing up in whatever way I could. And then the mastermind happened. I felt very intimidated, not worthy, because there were a lot of business owners who were several steps ahead of me. And I was, you know, definitely not the smartest person in the room, but that's the best place to be. Never be the smartest person in the room. So I was going through those, you know, we have weekly calls and brainstorms and paths to our business that are very clear. So I'm going down these paths and putting the work in. And, you know, we hit the new year and we, you know, made it through 2020. I was felt very blessed at the turn of the new year that we, you know, 2020 wasn't awful for us. We actually were able to make some headway in our own personal lives. And then, you know, in February, we had a really, really hard time. My mother-in-law's health was declining rapidly. We were not able to help her all of a sudden because we get COVID, all four of us in the family get COVID. So
I
now we can't
about
help
that.
She's by herself. We can't help her. She clearly needs help. So she goes to the hospital. She can't have visitors because we're the only ones. Mm-hmm. So here we are with COVID, stuck at home. She's ill because she suffered from lung cancer, COPD, mm-hmm. and some other illnesses that were really starting to take a toll on her body really quickly out of nowhere. She's this fantastic, you know, a lot of people have troubles with their mother-in-laws, but I love my mother-in-law, like big pink puffy heart, love her. She helped us through a lot of times, moved a mile away when the kids were babies, and was just there for us. You know, and she didn't judge us. She was just there, and she passed away about a week and a half later. At the same time, one of my I have COVID. My son still has that anxiety and depression. Those things didn't go away. I did get a client who had a launch happening, so I'm trying to put together this launch, and then I land my biggest client of all ever, and so all of this happens within the span of 2 weeks. So it was really hard because obviously I land a huge client, I want to hit the ground running, but I'm certainly not at 100% at this point as a human being. I think there were days that I didn't even put makeup on because my face just wouldn't stop crying. It just cried as a response. It was like, involuntary thing.
And,
I just face
and
crying.
And for Christy not to put makeup on is big.
Oh yeah, there were just days. It didn't happen. But I thought, and I started to be like, why is this all happening at the same time? Why is this happening right now? Why are all these things one after another? Oh, and both of our cars break down. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was the craziest period. But I kind of circled back and I thought, I have to feel these feelings. Mm-hmm. I have to feel these feelings without judgment. I have to stop asking why it's happening and just know that it's happening. Okay. This is happening. And maybe I don't wear makeup and maybe my face cries for 2 days. Maybe it doesn't. But I think, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, but I do think that I was busy for a reason. Being busy helped me not focus on the whys it was happening, not cry so much. And it gave me something else to focus on. So I was able to actually show up at 100. I don't know how, only by the grace of God.
That's how, and let me say this, all of this is happening, Christy, I believe that all of the inner work that you were doing, I want listeners to really understand that there is never a perfect time for anything. Life happens. But I had Christy meditating, reading, praying, listening to the podcast. She found the perfect mastermind group for her. She had support. So Christy, even when you didn't feel like it, you were like building up your inner strength, your inner faith, your inner stamina and or endurance, so that when difficult circumstances happen, you just kept moving forward. And mm-hmm. you kept your vision, obviously. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. I, you know, obviously want to focus on getting better myself because, mm-hmm. you know, the uncertainty of COVID can be very scary. I had the worst symptoms of everyone in the family. So I listened to a lot of healing music?
Meditation.
Yeah. Healing uh-huh. meditations, healing musics. I took all my vitamins. I found a treatment that was little known at the time, which was the antibody treatment that you could get as an infusion. I wrote about this on my Facebook page and on my blog because I thought this could be something that helped other people. It's basically an early treatment to get so that you can stay out of the hospital, and something to look up if somebody is interested in that. But it was very helpful for me. I didn't go to the hospital or anything.
Thank God.
And we started to come out of it, and it took a couple weeks, but you know, we came out of it, and then opportunities really began to come again, and things started to get back to normal. But it wouldn't have been quite so smooth and easy if I just, you know, laid there and beat myself up over it and wallowed, and I wouldn't have been able to move forward after that. So,
you know, Christy, what I'm hearing from the spirit is that you were preparing for that wish, which you wish to experience. Yes. In spite of everything, she had a vision board, she was journaling, she might have cried the next day, and then she did, was it 30 days hard, or is it 90 days
hard? Oh, it was 75 hard.
Oh, 75 hard.
I was sidelined. I got to day 55. That was a very disciplined kind of mental health challenge that I did with a few friends. It was, you know, just working out every day, drinking your gallon of water each day, reading. What else was in there? Oh, taking pictures of your progress. And there was something else in there, but this was a list of five things that you do every day, no matter what, work out twice a day. And it was really hard. I got to day 55 and I had COVID, and normally I would work through it, but there was no way I was moving at any point. Yeah. I maybe would have been able to do some finger exercises, but that's it. So I didn't complete it, but I do think that being able to have been disciplined for the 55 days leading up to that really did help me.
It did.
Mentally sort of walk that out.
Right.
When that all happened.
So you're also going to be manifesting cars and all of this other stuff. So we got 5 minutes, Christy. Tell us about your car. We want your website. And what would be like the parting words that you would like to say to folk?
Oh, I was so excited because I actually put my picture of the car that I wanted up on, I've had this printed out up on my desk. And as I mentioned, like both of our cars have broken down in some way over the past couple weeks. So, and, you know, my husband had gotten a new job. I got a new client. So all of a sudden we're in this, where it's possible I'm going to get my car, you know, things happened. So that was really great. My website, is christiomedia.com, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E-O. Media, one word, christiomedia.com. That is where I talk about my social media offerings and services and things. And I do things remotely through Zoom or, you know, in person, either way. And I also have ChristyO.com, and that's kind of where I talk about my stories, regular old me. What I would say to people is that everybody's got to give themselves some grace. You know, we don't have control over everything that comes our way, but we do have the ability to control the way we respond to it. And when we're doing things each day that prepare us, that allow us to sort of own our day, because, you know, one of the things I hate the most, honestly, is when a day happens to me. I don't like days to happen to me. I like to have a day that I created. Yes, exactly. But there are times where the days do just happen and there's nothing you can do about that. You have to relinquish that control and walk through the day without judgment of yourself, without judging how you're responding to it. Oh, somebody else would have done it much better than me, or you know, this is happening to me because maybe I did that. It's none of that. It's this is happening, period. And you know, and just taking the steps that you can to move yourself forward. All of those things are like little seeds. So once you're planting them along the way, all of a sudden they'll all start sprouting, and you remember, okay, you know, I was planting those, even though I was in this season, I was still planting seeds. And, you know, just do, as you say, whatever you can that day, that baby step, that one thing that you can do to try and
make me cry. I'm so happy. What would you say to people who've been thinking about coach with me? Okay, I'm crying, everybody. I'm crying because I'm so happy for you. You know, just quickly, what would you say to someone who's been thinking about coaching with me?
Well, you came into my life, you know, I was just looking for a motivational podcast on podcasts, but you came into my life and just changed it just from your podcast alone for so long. I just listened to what you were saying and I began to, I mean, you literally changed the course of my whole life, honestly, Ms. Constance.
It's a good thing I don't have my eyelashes. I'll keep going.
Thank you. It became, you know, I finally had direction. And it really just started with putting pen to paper at that point, at the beginning, listening to your podcast, putting pen to paper, listening to the different guests that you had on that. And it's not like, oh, I'm going to manifest my life and I'm going to win the lottery. It's not like that. I mean, you have so much creative control over your life that I never realized or tapped into until I started listening to your podcast. And then when we started working together, things started happening exponentially. It wasn't even just, you know, oh, okay, this is a coincidence, this happened. No, I mean, we're literally co-creating and things begin to be clear and paths begin to be shown and you begin co-creating and you're creating your life and sharing your gifts with the world. And you can't do that if you have all these blocks and all of these records spinning in your head about who you are, what you don't deserve. I mean, we're all here. We all have these individual gifts that are so important. It's so important that we all stop playing small. And that we tap into those gifts and share them. That's what we're here for. And so, you know, you helping me clear those blocks, you helping me find clarity every day, taking baby steps throughout my life, journaling, writing, like everything added up. And it became a place where, you know, I was able to get through all of these seasons, these hard, debilitating, I want to fall down, be in fetal position in the corner seasons and then ultimately, you know, get to where I want to be. I'm not even there yet, but this is amazing. So thank you.
So happy for you. So grateful that you came on and shared your story. When you hear part one, you're going to be stunned because everything you said was what I taught. So that just says that we are definitely in the spirit, everybody. Visit Christy's website. This woman knows about social media. She's played some major roles at major TV stations in New York and in Florida. And Christy, thank you so much, everybody. If you're interested in coaching with me, you know the deal. Visit my website. Let's do a discovery call. You're getting 2-for-1. Just imagine the kind of life you could create by the end of this year. Let's do a discovery call. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Christy, I love you. Thank you for your courage. And everybody, as I say every week, let's get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.